I mean, they're, none of them are easy. I mean, we won 100 games the last 2 years, and it wasn't easy. But this has kind of taken it to the next level. And it, you know what? Well, I think organizationally, we've done a great job of staying in the thick of things here. And, you know, like I said earlier, I'm proud of these guys. I think we went out. We got – I told Whit Merrifield one day, I said, we're running out of you retreads to even play anymore. You know, so
that's a hilarious thing to tell a guy. That's Brian Snitker earlier this morning on with the Steakhouse, talking about the situation that his baseball team is in and what faces them over the next six games. He's right. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
No.
Nonetheless, you've got an opportunity to make the playoffs, which is fantastic. You've got to handle your business the final week of the season. You know who the guy is that's been filling in for Lindor since he's been out?
No.
Kind of hurts a little bit.
He Chavira.
Acuna's brother.
Oh, yeah. We saw the home run. Yeah. Me and Samson saw the home run.
Luis Angel Acuna.
Yeah, dog.
11 for 29 with 3 homers and 6 RBIs since he's taken over for Lindor in his absence.
I didn't know his brother was a shortstop. But I'm telling you, if he goes yard, does he do Ronald's?
All of it. I bet.
Does he do all the –
why
all
wouldn't
the,
he?
All the – no, he
I would.
Do that.
If
he
I was him, I'd be Euro stepping around third.
No, that's big, bro.
Why?
That's big, bro, man. Show some respect.
To who?
Show some respect. I mean, I'm just talking.
You must not have little brothers.
No, I do not.
Because my little brothers, the last thing they're going to ever show me is much respect, especially if they can have an opportunity to do stuff like that. Yeah, they're going to hit the shiver. They're going to hit the Euro step. I just hope he doesn't do it.
Yeah.
Boy, with that, like. That might be like the coldest way for the season to end.
Yes.
For Acuna's out like the whole year pretty much with his injury. Like his brother's filling in for Lindor because of an injury and he comes in here and goes off this series. Dang.
Be mad.
That would be.
It'd be bad.
That'd suck. I wouldn't like that. I wouldn't be fine with that.
Go out there and pitch well and let him do it.
Okay.
I know it sounds easier, but I mean, these are.
If I was pitching, I would.
These are your three best right here. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. For the Braves. Like. These are the three guys that you probably, with the season on the line or whatever, playoff on the line, you want these three guys. And so they just got to go out there and, I mean, do basically what they've been doing all year pretty much. And just be out there, be solid, be good. But the other guys, and I'm talking about the dudes that have the bats, have got to show up and do their thing.
Yeah, Harris.
They got to do their thing.
Harris been hot lately. Yes. Hopefully he continues. That would be awesome again. You just have to get hot now.
That's it.
Everything's forgiven. I'm not talking about Harris because he's been mostly good, especially since he's been healthy like the last month. But Harris, Ozzie's back. Great. We'll just pretend you've always been here.
Mm-hmm.
Get hot now. Ozuna batting third. Olsen fourth. Soler, like, this is a pretty good lineup if these guys are hitting. Now, the bottom of it is going to be what it is. Like, Sean Murphy's just having a dog blank season.
I can't have it.
Well.
I mean, I understand.
Yeah.
And if you look at it, the total picture.
I know Darno's going to play tonight, which is nice.
But no. That's why I said your best is required today. I understand Sean Murphy struggled all year.
I just don't know what his best is right now.
I don't know either.
You know what I mean?
It's got to be elevated more than this. If he's at a 5, give us a 7.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I think Arcia offensively has probably been at about a 3.
Okay, so give us a 5.
Yeah.
Get a couple hits.
Just try to not have, like, and what sucks about him is, and this is what baseball does to you, anytime you're in sort of a rut, it finds you.
Yes.
The lineup finds you. The ball finds you. You're going to make errors if you're unsure, or you're going to be up in important situations if you can't hit. Seems like he's been up in every important situation. Seriously.
I know.
It seems like every time they've needed a clutch hit in the last month, Arcia's been at the plate, and those at-bats have been
– he's not cashing in.
Like, they've not been major league level. Like, they've been offensively bad.
Like,
so, yeah, be a little better than that.
You say he's put too much pressure on himself? I don't know. Like,
no.
You're a professional ball player, dude.
No,
We've seen you play good. We've seen you hit good.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, I don't know if you got pressing or whatever, but damn, you need – your team is fighting for their lives. We need you to play better. Just a little uptick. Just a little uptick in your performance at the bat. A lot of uptick would be better, but just a little bit.
If there's less than 2 outs and there's a runner on third, just get the ball in play in the outfield.
Right.
Like
maybe
just in play.
The sun or something.
Just like, and then they can tag and score from third. You can't strike out flailing, which is what's happened a lot in those at bats. Anyway, everybody's got to play well in order to take care of business this 3-game series against the Mets. Then hopefully you have some control of what happens against the Royals, but you can worry about that when you get there. Awesome, awesome Monday night. Well, there was one awesome Monday night game last night.
One terrible
Monday night game last night. And we can talk about what's wrong with the Jaguars in just a minute, or what's right with the Bills, however you want to put it. But Jaden Daniels was phenomenal last night. Here is probably the best throw.
Third down and seven. Third down and seven. Fourth quarter clock stopped at 2:15. Washington leads by five. They're at the Bengal 27. Shotgun snap to Daniels. Blitzes on. Throws an arching spiral pass into the end zone, and it was caught by McLaurin. Was he in the corner? Yes! Yes, he was! Touchdown! In the back corner of the end zone! 27-yard touchdown! Knee was down, ball was caught, 2:10 to play, and if it stands, Washington would go up by 11.
What a freaking throw.
One of the great throws you're ever going to see.
What a freaking throw,
with
man.
A pass rusher just absolutely barreling down on him. He got smoked after he let that ball go.
What a freaking throw.
Drops it in a bucket where only Terry McLaurin can catch it. He catches it. Touchdown, and they scored on every offensive possession last night.
He threw another one earlier in the game to Terry.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, this kid, and then he used his athleticism, you know, ran in for a touchdown. I mean, the kid is, and he's figuring it out slowly but surely, and he's getting better and better, and they're allowing him to do more and more. But, I mean, yeah, that throw, those two throws, one to Terry and then one, they're both under Terry, were just A++ throws by this young kid, especially that last one. Like you said, they had a free blitzer, and he was coming full speed.
And he saw him,
too. And he saw him.
It wasn't like it was a surprise. He just stared him right in the face and made that throw.
He saw him coming for you, and, I mean, just to have the poise and know that, okay, I'm going to take this one, but I'll make them pay. And then, I mean, just a great throw. Great catch by Terry, who is not off to, you know, the season that he wants to have. But, I mean, he even said it, you know, as long as we win games. And so the offense got together. Last time they won, they had seven field goals. So they got in the end zone this time. And, like I said, scored on every possession. But, I mean, I think just everything they got around, they're able to run the football physically. Talking about with Dan and those guys up there. And they're not putting too much on this kid. I mean, they're letting him develop, but yet – they're helping him out around. They went and got him a really good center in the offseason from the Dallas Cowboys. Went and put some parts on the offensive line to help him out so he won't get beat up. But, yeah, just a prime time gem by that kid.
Yeah, beautiful performance last night from Jaden Daniels. And it's kind of fun to see them giving him a little bit more every week.
Yes.
And they'll continue to do that for sure. And there'll be bumps in the road. He's a rookie. Things are going to happen. The one thing that with him for me always stands out is, and he did a pretty good job of it last night, he's just got to get down.
Yeah.
He's just not a very big guy.
Yeah.
So he's got to avoid that contact. Because when he's in the pocket, or even when he's outside the pocket throwing it, he's dynamic.
Yeah, man.
I don't understand passer rating, because I don't know how that isn't perfect. Like, he went 21-23 with two touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
No interceptions, but that's a 141.7. I know Kyler had a perfect one a couple weeks ago.
Right.
It was better than that, I guess. I guess he threw another touchdown or something like that. But I don't
and the thing about it was,
I don't know how the calculation goes, but I watched it, and that looked perfect.
And it wasn't like dink and dunks.
No.
He was putting
averaging 12 yards a throw or 11 yards a throw.
He was putting the ball in the air yesterday, man. And you said it. His development is only going to continue to get better and better, and there will be bumps in the road. And I think it's always – and I don't want to put – I'm not going to say human nature, people's nature, to want to compare already him and Caleb Williams. Well, look at Caleb's game and how his offense is functioning. Look how that one is functioning.
Yeah, I mean, there's a middle ground between Caleb sucks and Jaden's awesome.
Yes.
There's also a middle ground between what Jaden's doing right now and, like, Washington finally finding a franchise quarterback. Maybe. Like, he's having a really nice start, and that's great. You know, like, just enjoy it. You know what I mean? You don't have to sort of make
it
that crazy thing and, you know, comparison to RG3, because RG3 got off to a great start.
He's
awesome. Got hit a bunch, and his knee went out because that field sucked.
And that's in that rookie year.
Yeah, it was in that rookie year. Yep. So just, I don't know. Everyone wants to make some, I don't know, they want to be the first one to say something crazy and be right about it. Joe Burrow was really good last night,
too. I thought he was, too.
He was really good.
I thought Joe Burrow was good.
I don't know what else he could have done.
Boy, goddamn, Jamar Chase is so just smooth with his, man. You saw some T. Higgins flash. They're just unhealthy. And then their defense
man, is horrible.
It's just bad.
It's terrible.
It's just bad.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
all their best guys play for other teams.
And that's the crazy thing about it. They had good players.
They went to the Super Bowl.
With
and now
those
Jesse
good players.
Bates is here. Because other guys are other
because
places.
Because you're focusing all your bread on one area, the offensive side of the ball.
Yep.
And they're going to lose another one. Trey Henderson, they're not going to pay Trey, even though they should.
Nope.
And so you're here where you're like, okay, Joe, you have to carry this franchise right now. And, you know, for them to be 0-3. is big. You know, now, understandably, being 0-1, maybe 0-2, because of the fact that nobody was there all offseason. Yep. T. Higgins is out. Jamar was getting his legs up under himself. And, you know, and Joe, you know, he's still a little rushed and everything with that wrist injury. So, but the Bengals, I think they're just, they're too good at quarterback and on offense. I know Broderick has a start now. Not Broderick, but
Marius.
Marius, thank you. He has a start now because you saw Big Brown went out last night, and I saw the clip of it. It just looked so disgusting how his knee just looked like it just exploded, man. But I like when I saw him coming again. They ran like a heavy formation with him at tight end, and he like lifted up the linebacker one hand.
For Amarius Mims?
Yeah, he lifted up the linebacker one hand and walked him back like 5 feet. like, good Lord.
Also had a big guy touchdown.
Yeah, man.
Always love a thick six.
Yeah, man.
In that game.
And then you love the celebration and everything. But yeah, I mean, they're at Washington. They're right where they need to be in this kid's development, and they're in a division where they can go out and win it.
Yes.
They can go win this division. But he's got to stay on that path because – And as an organization, you got to stay on that path with a young quarterback, knowing there could be something, a setback. Not necessarily a setback, just a rookie.
Well, yeah. Being a rookie could pop up. Or, again, like he's just kind of slight of frame. Yeah. Like you have to protect him and hope that he can stay healthy all year. As for Cincinnati being 0-3, like obviously that's basically a death sentence in the NFL the last 30 years.
Right.
I do think it's a little different now with that extra game, but still not great. But you look at the AFC, like – there's a lot of teams that you thought were going to be good that are off to bad starts. Mm-hmm. Baltimore's 1-2. Cleveland's 1-2. That division in and of itself. Mm-hmm. The Steelers are 3-0, but they're all right.
Yeah.
Like, we'll see. We'll see if they can maintain that. Miami's 1-2, and obviously their quarterback is hurt. That's a really big deal. Jacksonville's 0-3,
yes.
And people thought they were going to be decent. They don't look decent at all.
No, I think a lot is put on Trevor, rightfully so, whatever, but they just don't have the skill. He lost Evan in a damn warm up.
That's his favorite guy.
And that's his favorite guy, his most reliable guy. And then you're with these with Kirk and these guys. They're good receivers, but are they like run the passing game receivers?
I don't think they have
running the ball enough with Etienne. I mean, he's probably your best offensive player. I mean, they're not getting him the ball enough. But I think going back to Buffalo, man, Josh Allen just looks so much comfortable.
Yes.
They're running the football. They're not asking him to do too much. And then when he has to do what he has to do, he's not throwing the ball. He has one turnover, and that's a fumble, 9 touchdowns. I mean, the dude is really, really, like, answering the question of what happens because Steph Diggs is gone.
Yeah, the question is, can he do it, basically put the team on his shoulders and do it?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, and as long as he limits the turnovers, like you said, then absolutely yes.
Yes.
Like, he's been able to make up for those turnovers with his great play before. If there's no turnovers, the sky's the limit.
Watch out.
Also, amazing moment last night.
Loved it.
Yeah, you get the interception from DeMar Hamlin. His first career interception. It comes on Monday Night Football.
Crazy.
Almost 2 years removed from died on the field. So he's back out there, man. Unbelievable stuff. And the Jaguars aren't good. Bills are pretty good. Jaguars
are pretty good. Did they fire Peterson during the season?
If it keeps going like this, man.
Gotta go.
Gotta do something. Kaylor, I mean, they just gave Trevor all that money, so he's not going anywhere, obviously.
They look at it from – remember, we talked about when he got that contract. Just look at the structure.
Yeah.
Like, it's – that contract don't hit for 2 more years.
That's true.
And so – and I saw today there's some outs.
That's 9 straight losses.
Yeah, there's some outs. I know.
9 straight losses for
now.
All right, we'll come back. Mike Conte is going to join us. We did some Hawks commercials earlier. Hawks season's right around the corner. Don't look now.
Catch it.
Catch it. Catch what? The fever. Catch it. We'll get his thoughts on what happened with the Falcons on Sunday Night Football as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.